Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Pastor Sabina Collins. The scripture is Romans chapter 2, verse 17 through chapter 3, verse 8. I believe one of the biggest stumbling blocks we face when talking to someone who is not interested in being part of a community of faith is that our actions speak more loudly than our words. In church, we greet everyone with a friendly smile, sing songs of praise, pray earnestly to God for guidance, and listen very intently to sermons. However, upon exiting the church parking lot and entering the mission field, rather than being seen as someone who is a follower of Jesus, many of us blend in very well with others in our culture who do not claim to know Christ at all. Hence, we provide others with the idea that the church is full of hypocrites. Unfortunately, this idea is not a new concept. In fact, over 2,000 years ago, Paul was admonishing the Jewish people of the very same thing. In our scripture for today, Paul contends that there were those who claimed their Jewish heritage, boasted that they were God's chosen people, and proclaimed God's law. However, they were guilty of breaking the law themselves. Paul calls out specific sins, such as stealing, committing adultery, and robbing temples of idols. As a result, the Jewish people provided the Gentiles with fodder to accuse them of being hypocrites. Paul also cautions the Jewish people not to focus on their outward actions and/or appearances of following God's law. Instead, he challenges them to search their heart by the Holy Spirit to look inwardly at why they are doing things. It is only when one does the right thing with the correct motive that God is pleased. When we read Paul's words, we are reminded that we too need to think about our motives when we do things. Do we give to the church or other organizations that do good in order to receive recognition for our gifting? Or do we do this out of gratitude for the many blessings God provides us? Do we get involved in missions opportunities because we want others to see our efforts? Or because we truly want to bless others with our talents? Even though the end result may look the same to others, it is only God who understands our motives. As we take time for reflection today, let us ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us our motivations, and if they are not pure from God's perspective, to change our hearts to do the work of Christ in our world for the right reasons. If all of us did this, we could prove to others that the church is not full of hypocrites. Rather, it is full of people who do the work of God for the right reasons and who embody the message of Christ by loving God and their neighbors as themselves. Let us pray. Dear good and gracious God, help us to reflect on our motives for giving and being involved in outreach opportunities. If we discover that our motives for giving and serving are to make ourselves look good rather than to glorify you, we ask for your forgiveness. Help us to be mindful of your great love for us and to be motivated to do good works out of thanksgiving and gratitude. Help us to love you with our entire being and to love our neighbors as ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.